The conference will now begin.
Hi. Resuming our limud in Das Midas Secher from Rav Schwartz. We're on page Resh Dalad. Resh Dalad. We're talking about tznius, about the pnimius of tznius. And remember that there are two distinct tchumim, dimensions, worlds of tznius. Tznius the kilku, meaning that there are requirements to cover ourselves, to cover parts of our body. All of this is due to the chait of Adam and Chava and leaving Gan Eden, how we conduct ourselves in the bathroom as far as being covered properly, and so on and so forth. The tznius of kilkul, of covering our shame and embarrassment, and so on. But then, the higher madrega of tznius is tznius de kedusha, which means the midah of tznius, lahatznia hanakuda hapnimis. That's what we're talking about. Being an ish tzanu is not just about covering one's body. It's being a person who lives a life where he's and she is in contact with that part of oneself that is hidden from the rest of the world. There's that nekuda pnimis ha-ne'elemes v'esatznuim chochma. A person who is tzanu has this midah of chachma. And we learned that that's the bechina of the Kodesh HaGadoshim B'nefesh, the Rishus HaYochid, Shabbos, we just, at the end where we're up to, Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim tells us that the heart of the person is that hidden place within himself, the Rishus HaYochid, that bechina of Shabbos within oneself, the bechina of the Kodesh Kodesh, with the Beis Hamikdash, within oneself. It's at the center of one's existence. And remember, things that are on the edges are the external part of the person. The extremities, the edges. The heart is in the center. The Beis Hamikdash is the center of the universe. The Kodesh Kodesh is the center of the universe. It's that which you're not holding on to with your hands. It's not the edge. It's the inner core of the essence. And that's really what tznius is about on a deeper level. That's what tznius is about. Now, we're taught from the time that we're little to behave in a way of tznius, but that's of course absolutely true and required, but we're only taught about the outer world of tznius, not the inner life of an ish tzanua, that means to be tzanua, be'etzem. What's the midah of tznius? And that's what we're talking about now. So in the middle of the page, on page Reish Dalet, which says, Oymak etznius megala esa echad. We're going to learn something very, very deep and beautiful today. Kishanovo lahagvir zois mitzad yisod ha'ofa. Now, remember this entire sefer is about the yisod of ofa. So ha'ofa atzmo yesh bo yebish v'kar. Ofa has these two qualities of dryness and coldness. Hechan sherish etznius, bekar or beyavish. Where do we find the sherish of tznius? In the quality of kar, in afar, in the earth, or in the quality of yavish, of dryness? Reish is bara dover kama shekvar huska le'el. Chol yisoyed ma'basa yisoyed is yeshes ha'gara pradishlo, ha'ish b'tevachama, Haruach b'tevelach, each of the four elements has its essential property. Fire is hot. Ruach is moist. Mayim, cold. Ofar, dry. I make you say the Ofar hu yavish. The deepest and most essential quality of Ofar is its dryness. V'oimak tchunas hakisui sheba Ofar nu'utza. Now we're talking about covering and concealing. Which aspect of the Yisod HaOfer which quality of offer is that which gives it the ability to cover and to conceal? The answer, of course, is it's dryness. It's dryness. That because of that, it can act as something which covers and conceals. Lo b'karsha, but not because of the cold quality of the earth. Karla atzma en mechasekisui gomor. Cold on its own, the fact that something is cold is not a kisui gomor. Ba'deshakar yochol gam ken litzoy gilad shel kisui. Of course, there can be something that is frozen, or snow, and that covers. Hamayim mitzad atzma hem stulim. Water itself is, of course, clear. Ach doesn't cover. Ach kasher hem kaifem hema abdim es slilusa. When they're frozen, when the water is frozen, then it loses this transparency. Benitul nochasas behem, and then something can be kept under snow or under ice. It's covered. Zaysem es tisa shalig eno shakuf. Aval oimek heder at slilus b'yisayda ofer in emunach bakar ela b'yadish. But of course, the oimek, that the depths of concealment in the yisod of Afar are not due to the coolness of the earth, but to the dryness of the earth. That makes it into something which is solid and dry. Different things are buried in the earth. Things are covered and concealed in the earth. The concealment is primarily due to its dryness. It's cold also, but it's the dryness, it's that quality of dryness that makes it possible for the earth to cover things. Kashadav alach, when something is wet, it's moist, umachalchel mischab alacher. When it's moist, it's able then to be connected to something else. Halechus mitzarefus, moisture gives things the ability to connect one to the other. Luma zayis kashehu yavesh. On the other hand, when something is dry, hu einam esgal luzulaso, it does not connect to something else. When something is dry, that quality of yavesh makes it impossible for it to be attached to something else. It stands unto itself. It's hidden and detached from everything else. Hayavish mamed oisai kemitzius la'atzma. It's the dryness that establishes the separate entity that is this chayfas, this cheftza that's in front of you. Its dryness establishes those borders that separate it from everything else. When something is moist or wet, it can flow or ebb into everything else, and it could be attached to anything that comes into contact with it. When something is absolutely dry, it's unto itself. Those are its borders. It's by itself. B'yavayis k'tzira tishavarna. Hold for 1 second, please. Okay, sorry. The pasuk says in Yeshaya, "B'yavosh ketzira tishavarna." When the branches are withered, they break. When something is dry, it breaks. It's separated. It's brittle. There are pieces. Each becomes its own. Hepach ha'achdus hu ha'shever. The opposite of things joining together of achdus is when something is broken, it breaks. The drier something is, the more brittle it is, the more it breaks, or the more breakable it is, into separate individual pieces. It's the opposite of achdus. It's the midah of levad, of being alone, of being unto oneself. Hayavish mitzad atzmo la'olam ein anoisan she'achibur. Dryness does not allow for chibur, for connection. It sets borders between one piece and the other piece. one thing and the other thing. Mitzad kach, the bottom of Reish Dal, Mitzad kach, Hagdoras hayoyvish ba'omek, the deeper definition of yovesh, of dryness, is mitzad hakilkol shebiyovesh, hayomokam hapirut hagomor. In that quality of the kilkel of yovesh, yovesh means separation, pirut hagomor, separation. Zo yisod ha'ofar shu ha'yisod ha'nifrad v'yosar mitoch arbas ha'yisodas. And therefore, the yisod of ofar is the loneliest of the four yisodas. Mitzad ha'tikun shabo. So the kilkel is people that don't want to that are antisocial, people that don't care about the tzibur, people that are not involved in the lives of their community and so on and so forth. That's the kilkel, the yovesh that comes with the yovesh of Nosar. Hamitzad tikun shabo, hamitzad the tikun of Ofar, of this yovesh, the dryness of Ofar. Hasibushu nifru machmas atzniyas hamuchlatis. This is not because somebody is antisocial. On a deeper level, yovesh of tikkun is not that I don't love other people, not that I don't help other people. Of course, I do. It's not that. It's being a person who is tsanua. Tsanua, which means that you have a life that is unknown to others. You have a part of yourself that doesn't connect to, that doesn't mix with, that doesn't attach itself, that doesn't depend upon anybody else. It's a midah of Vayevase Yaakov Levado, which Chazal say that it will come to this, we're going to come to, he'll bring that pasuk in a minute, but Vayevase Yaakov Levado, it says like, but it says by Hashem, V'nizgav Hashem Levado. V'nizgav Hashem Levado. There's a midah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is very social. Kadosh Baruch Hu is very, he's involved in our lives all the time. But there is that, of course, essence of God that is unknowable, that we can't connect to, we don't know, we can't relate to. We're not able to have a kesher with. And the pasuk says, that just like Nizgav Hashem Levado, so too, Zvayivasa Yaakov Levado. We'll come to that in a second. That's the mid of Tznius Muchletus, page Veshei. The Kilkul is really beginning to Ainsan of Elevese Kisei. And Kilkul, it means, of course, the Yovish of the Yisod of Ofer means that Bitsanua in that place where there is the shame of. Again, shame here doesn't mean anything's bad, but the nakedness of the Beis HaKisei and the embarrassment of the Beis HaKisei requires that a person be tsanua in the Beis HaKisei, that one be tsniyazdik in the Beis HaKisei. Sh'odam nechnas l'sham levad. And that's a place where a person goes by himself, preferably, where a person is by himself. It's not that's also a midah of tznius. That's also from the yovesh of ofar, but that's to try to somehow repair the kilkel of that busha of Adam and Chava after the sin, and all that brought upon us, all that embarrassment and shame. So there needs to be covering, just like Adam and Chava had to be covered after they sinned. So, Ein Sanua Ela B'Beis HaKisei. The Beis HaKisei is a place where a person goes by himself. There's nothing holy about that. There's nothing deep about that. There's nothing meaningful or significant or spiritual. It's just to be able to somehow cover up the undignified part of life, the bathroom. So, you go by yourself, and even there, to be Sanua in the bathroom. That's Sneers of Kilkel. b'tikun. But the midah of tznius, yovesh of ofar in tikun, zuli b'chinas beis kodesh hakadoshim. That is, of course, the kodesh kadoshim in Yerushalayim, shumokam atznius. Samokim hatznius. Hidden from the whole world, deep, deep, deep. Only the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur. Mokim hatznius. Uba mamake nefesh adam. And in the depths of the soul of a person, deep within the person's heart. Zu b'chines zu avchanes noyde b'sharim b'aylo. Kol chad kefum mad mishaer b'libei. Kol chad kefum mad mishaer b'libei means, Neide b'sharim b'ayla means that only you and the Rebbeinu Shlom know what's in the depths of your heart. And each person is different. Kol chad kefum mad mishaer b'libei. Each person according to what is that secret of his own heart. B'libei l'pum l'galya. This is something. There are things that are within a person that one doesn't speak of to anybody else, that you don't share. You don't Twitter, you don't tweet, you don't Facebook. You don't communicate. There's that part of oneself that needs to be in the Kodesh Kadoshim and to remain in the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Liba Lepum Logalia. It's not spoken about. It's there. It's in the deepest part of oneself. Tzadkach, hatikun shemegala yoibist afar. So now we're talking about the highest level of tznius. In this respect, the tikun that comes with the dryness of afar, hu habedidu samachlatas, is to be completely alone. To be completely alone. Not sitting with somebody else. Not on the phone. Not texting. Not WhatsApping. Not emailing. Bedidus muchlatas. Absolutely alone. Vayivosa Yaakov Levado. This is the midah of Yaakov Avinu. Spoken about this over the years. This midah of a Yevosa Yaakov Levado. Uba Magbil is a K'mayisharim Chazal, and Chazal compare Yaakov Avinu's aloneness with Kivyochel Hashem, V'nizgav Hashem Levado. V'nizgav Hashem Levado. The inner metzias of everything is that thing by itself, or that person by himself. That's the metzias apnimius. Now you might be hanging around your whole life with friends and family, and you're afraid to be by yourself. You're afraid of being levad, of vayivosa Yaakov levado. But that part of yourself is the Kodesh Kadoshim. The part of yourself that is cannot be communicated to somebody else, and you don't try to. It's completely to yourself. Halavad hazeh, hu oimeg din tznius. This levad, this aloneness, is the oimeg din tznius, is the essence, the depth of the midah of tznius. And this, I don't have to really explain. Of course, it's obvious that this is the most unbelievable challenge at the end of time. to be able to have that levad within oneself. So everything is about communicating and messages. A person feels compelled to share everything in his life, even matters that should be kept private, with other people, and sending it out to the whole world. Feelings and thoughts that should remain within oneself are being sent out, and in a moment becomes public property. There's no Rishus HaYochid. Everything's Rishus HaRab. Everything's Rishus HaRab. My wife shared with me something that I find to be so sad and so pathetic, I don't know whether to laugh or to cry. But my wife said that there's somebody that he wants to celebrate his wife's birthday. And the ikkar here is not the two of them, but he has sent out messages to all of her acquaintances that for an extended period of time, he's asking each one of her acquaintances to get her a certain present, and he even suggests what possible gifts, and to come with a separate message, so that for this period of time of 40 days, like they have Shir or 40 days of the Kosel, that there should be 40 days of celebrating his wife's birthday with these 40 closest friends. I'm saying that in quotations. So instead of something being a very personal and private and intimate and meaningful expression of the connection between two people, this has now become, social media. This is now a public event. I'm not talking about a birthday party, which itself is not really a Jewish thing. But I'm not going to make an inyan about that or discuss that, what that means. There is such a thing we see from the Ben Ishchai and other tzaddikim that they would make that an expression of Hakarshat Tov. They would get together on certain milestone, like 40 or 50, if they would get together with close family. This is already a different level. And in so many ways, it's pathetic. And asking people to buy things, and each day, and to make it into this whole kind of a public viewing of a private life and of a person's life. And this is what's going on with all these shows and it's Rachmanis. It's a bitl of the whole teva of the Tzuras HaOdom. It's so not tzanua. People sending out pictures of themselves for everybody to see. Oh. All right, I think it's enough. The world of Levado, that world of Levado is being challenged all of the time these days. It's under attack, the world of Levado, of Vayivosa Yaakov Levado. Oymek Din Sneis comes from this understanding of Levado. The fact that mitzad the kilkul is a covering of the body, and that a person understands, what it means to be tzanua in a public place, and how to dress, and how to speak. All of those things are branches of the oymek of tzniyus. That's what we're learning now, of levado. When a person dresses in a crazy way, or undresses in a crazy way, and goes around in public, broadcasting oneself to the rest of the world. When you have to be the loudest person in the room, where you have to be the center of attention. All of these are the hepech of the oimek din of levado, of being a person who's tsanua. Oimek etznias, let's continue. Oimek etznias shehi ma'amida kol dover ba'ofen shiyesham rak echad. The oimek etznias is like the yovish of ofar, where something is separated and broken off, broken away from everything else. It's levad. That's the oimek etznias, where it's not 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, it's just one. Levad, echad. Now, besugi bebrachas shuskol el ha'isakis b'nina etznias, b'chad nemar ein senuot l'v'isakisei. So earlier we spoke about the Gemara that tells us that one has to be tsanua in the bathroom. But then there's something that's the most, that would seem to be the most embarrassing, where we have two people, a man and a woman, a husband and a wife. But the Torah tells us that the great mitzvah is the mitzvah of Dovak B'Ishto, of these two people getting married and being intimate with each other and bringing children with God's help into the world. This would appear to be the Hepech of Tznius. Instead of a person being Echad by himself, he's Shnayim. It's him and his wife. It's her and her husband. One of the great challenges that face a very nice from chassan who's a ben Torah and a kal who's a bas Torah is that all of the years growing up you were told that you have to be so tzanua and you have to conduct yourself in a way of complete separation from the opposite gender. And then suddenly you get married and you're being told, no, this is the greatest yichud. You have to be together with the opposite gender in a very awkward and what would seem to be not tzniyistic situation of that yichud of a husband and wife, of being with a husband, being with a wife. The Torah says, V'davak b'ishtav ahoy l'basecha, to be attached to your wife and to become one flesh. Shomim ain't sneez, are he shame shnai? Avlim ye sneez. No, I'm sorry, I skipped. Yeah, can yaz avishis avi vesima, but don't vishis avi lebosar. Maha oimek le fi mashin is boy. So, how do we understand this inyan of a husband and wife according to what we learn? If the ultimate sneez is echad, levad, broken away from everything else, unto yourself, then how do we understand the mitzvah, the beginning of the Torah, of Vidavak B'Ishta? So the answer is as follows. Hatzniyas mavad shehi chala al makam v'esakisei. To be tzanua, aside from the need, of course, for there to be tzniyas in the bathroom. Hi chala v'ikah v'shas maise d'kedusha shetzarach liyos tzanua. That when a husband and wife are intimate with each other, there has to be in a way that's tzanua, kedusha, wherever there's the Beis HaMikdash, wherever there's the Kodesh Kedoshim, it means where something is hidden, something is tzanua, it's personal, it's private. Chala b'ikir b'shas, ma'isa de kedusha tzarech liyos tzanua. On a very basic level, I'll give you an example. A kal is not supposed to announce to everybody, oh, I'm going to the, including her mother and especially her mother, oh, I'm going to the mikveh tonight. What are you talking to other people, even your mother? She said, I always tell my mother everything. And the Torah says, V'davak v'ishto v'ahil l'bas echad, that these two now exist in a world that's called one, levad. And that wall that must be made around the husband and wife, the chasna kala, is a wall that cannot allow even a parent to come in That's the tznius of the relationship between a husband and wife. And and kedusha can only be found with his tznius, with his levad. When the husband and wife are permitted to each other, so then they become one through that union, through that connection, they become one. It's not 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, which is the opposite of echad, which is the opposite of levad, which is the opposite of tznius. Not only is there no lack of tznius when a husband and wife are together as one, but that is that itself is defined as the greatest act of kedusha when it's tsanua, when it's with modesty, and when it's conducted in holiness, the right time, the right place, and the right way, and so on and so forth, without going into any details. That's the great yichud. That's a oneness. That's levad. Because the husband and wife, as you know, are each one is a machzah shekel, is a half a shekel. And together, the husband and wife become one. Tznius means one. It means separate from everything else. You have women and men that discuss their private lives with friends. You could be a woman that wears a burqa, God forbid, and you cover from head to toe. You just have a little slit by the eyes. But you talk to your friend about what goes on in your private life, when you go to the mikveh and so on, and other things. Then it's the opposite of tznius. It's the opposite of the Kodesh Kedoshim. It's a bittle of all of the walls, of the yovish of Ofra, the dryness of Ofra that makes distinct boundaries between this couple and that couple. You have people that they have meals together on Shabbos. They think that they're being mekayem the mitzvah Hachnasas Orchem because they invite over couples that have plenty to eat and have a very comfortable and warm house. And all of this is called, they think it's called Hachnasas Orchem, when very often, I'm not giving a talk against ever having, you know, a friend over. Please don't misinterpret this or take this to a place to be able to come up with a new interpretation of what I'm saying. There's socializing between couples that's inappropriate. There are boundaries and walls that are broken. And there are many, many tsaris in the world as a result of that. But tsaris, you know, when you have in the same house, this guy has two wives, it's called a tsar. When you're not in a relationship, a husband and wife, where you exist in that Kodesh Kedoshim, levad, alone, and everybody else, family, friends, acquaintances, are kept out. You don't discuss the mikveh. You're sitting with other couples, husbands and wives and so on. Very often the boundaries are violated. Not always, but very often. The boundaries are violated. And the levado of that couple has been forfeited, is lost, becomes a matter of public conversation. All right, Ray, I think I have to be tzanua and careful with saying more on this topic. But you could be dressed in the most sneezedic way, but your whole life is the opposite of being tzanua. Man and woman is the opposite of being tzanua. A husband and wife is a yichud. It's a dabak bishav, a hilabas serachan. Hasnias, milvachi chala amokim besakisei chala bi'ikub b'shas maisid gushis serach le'tzanua. How could intimacy, how could the relationship between husband and wife be tzanua if you're not levad? You're with the other person. You're two, not one. As Eich Yesh Shom Tznius. How could there be Tznius in the Maisa between a husband and wife, in that relationship between a husband and wife? How could there be Tznius if you're not Levad? The Dovak Bisa, the answer is says the Dovak Bisa, Bahil Vasechet, Shom Ein, Im Ein Tznius, Harehim Shnaim. With a husband and wife, if they're not Tznua and they don't create a world of Echad, of Levado, then they're two, they're not one. When the wife tells her friend when she's going to the mikveh her mother, then she and her husband are two people, they're not one people. Not one person, they're two people. When a woman is going around dressed in a way where she shows her body to the entire world, then she and her husband are not echad, they're not levad. Her husband is just another person that's online with the rest of the world for a viewing of his wife. It's not levado. It's the hepech of tznius. It's not alone. She's not alone with her husband. Okay, it could be that as far as anything physical, then chas v'chalila, she's not going off with people in any way. But already she's not alone. Because there's a part of herself that is supposed to be kept within the walls of Levado. And as a result of dressing this way outside of that world with her husband, dressing that way, so that means that her and her husband are not alone. They're not alone. It's not levado. It's not v'hayla baser echad. V'hayla baser echad means that there are matters that are only between husband and wife, because Hashem wanted these two half shekels to become one shekel. Hashem wants that. That, as you know, the Chazal tell us that before the husband and wife, the Chazan and Kal come to the world, they were, each one is a plagufa, and they come to the world to become one. But that oneness is only as long as there are no others who are invited into that oneness. Sometimes by having a certain couple or couples over, you are violating that oneness. By dressing a certain way, or by acting a certain way, or by speaking about matters that are personal and private between you and your wife, you and your husband, that's a violation of that oneness. And when there's more than one, then we're talking about the opposite sneeze. Sneeze is levad, levad. Normally, it's when it's that part of you that's mabish within yourself, meaning you as an individual. But between a husband and wife, there's that levad of the two of them that have become one. And Hashem Yisbarach is saying that nobody else is allowed over there. Nobody in the world is supposed to know about what's going on in the privacy of your bedroom, of your home. No one in the world is supposed to know that. And there are thoughts that a person has that nobody else in the world should know what those thoughts are. Feelings that no one else in the world should know what those are. There's the Kadosh Kadoshim of the individual, and there's the Kadosh Kadoshim of a husband and wife, of a chasan and kala. If what I'm saying sounds harsh to any of you who are listening, it means that you have to make a cheshbon nefesh of why do you feel that this is harsh. If it sounds to you like something that's outdated or old-fashioned, then you have to try to think in a deeper way of why is it that you think like that? Why is it that this is what we're learning is old-fashioned, is outdated, no longer applies, doesn't apply in my life? Allah has come of a kama, if there's any physical contact. So you're a nice, firm couple, You're an Orthodox couple. You keep Shabbos. You daven. The only thing is that every now and then, when you see an old friend of the opposite gender comes by, maybe when the couple stop by, you can give each other a little peck on the cheek. That means that you and your husband, you and your wife, are not one. You're not one. It's not echad. It's not with the. There's no tznius. There's more than one. It's not echad. The davik beis avir lavas echad shad. Im ein tznius harim shnayim. If there's no tznius, if there's a lack of tznius, harim shnayim. It's two, as I said before. It could be two, three, four, five, six. A person is dressing inappropriately and walking on the street. It could be 2,000, 200,000 on the street in Manhattan. But it's not one. There are 200,000 people, 200,000 men that have taken a look at this woman because of how she's undressed in public. It's not one. It's 200,000. It's not V'hoi L'Basar Echad. It's not Vayivos Yaakov Levado. Mimela, it's not Vinizgav Hashem Levado. There's no Kedusha in that place. It's the opposite of Kedusha with that person. The opposite of Kedusha. V'davka, yeah, aval im yesh tznius, mizgala shahim echad. When a husband and wife are together in a way of tznius, meaning privacy, separated from the world, and even at the time that they're together in a relationship, a physical relationship, it's in a way that is proper according to the Torah, Sandua, then they're echad, then they're one. Im yesh tznius, mezgala shahem echad. If there's tznius, that means that this couple is echad. If for whatever reason she feels the need to advertise her private body parts or her private life with her husband, or he feels the need to schmooze with his friends about those things, then it's not echad. And there's no tznius, it's not echad. So it's not v'hoi l'basar echad. It's not echad. It's the opposite of echad. It's two, it's three, it's five, it's 20, it's 50, but it's not echad. Davke sham. Nemar ha-yesayid v'hoi l'bas echad, shemizgal ha-achdus. What's most remarkable is that when the Torah says v'hoi l'bas echad, means that a husband and wife should be together physically and with God's help to bring a child into the world. So davke, we were talking about two people. Now remember, normally levado means one person. Here we're talking about two people, and the Torah says over here, v'hoi l'basar echad, what? Shemizgal ha'achdus. That what's revealed is the achdus that binds them together. That in truth, in a deeper way, each one is a half shekel, and all together they're one, completely one. Mezgal ha'achdus, davka. Shom nemar ha'yesoid shamatzias ha'pnimis yichel ezgalos ke'achad. There we get a taste of what's going to be at the end of time, where each one of us will be able to understand what it means to have a gilui of echad. Of bayom ahu yashem echad ushmai echad. Vayomu Yashem Echad Ushmai Echad. But there could the whole world will be revealed to be one with God. How could that be? Millions and billions of people, how could it be one? Because with this sneers, there's echad. With this yichud in the way of sneers, then there's echad. It's one. The whole world will return to Hashem and be bound to Hashem. Will be one with Hashem. Echad. Echad. So after Adam and Chava rebelled against God on their level, the first thing that happens is that they have to cover themselves. Each one has to climb into a suit to be levad. Covering is the Yavish of Afar to be separated. If during the time where they're intimate with each other, if they're separated, if they're not really echad, or there's been, or that echad is not real between the two of them that binds them together, and there's no metzius of sneis. Sneis means echad, period. And how you dress, and how you talk, and how you conduct your marriage, sneis means echad. It means levado. That's what sneis means. By yourself. With a husband and wife, it means these two halves become one, and they are by themselves, separated from the whole world. On a deep level. That doesn't mean that they're not friendly, nice people, but levado. Levado. Alone. Alone. Okay, Shabbat, I'll have to stop here. And Mr. Shem, we'll continue. This is very much connected to Purim and the whole meaning of Amalek. The Tain of Yeshnai Am Echad, a Fuzum of Fari Ben Ha'amim. That the Am Echad is not Echad, but divided and dispersed, which is the opposite of being Tzanur. Okay, Od Chazon Amayid, Mitzvah, we'll get to it. I want to wish everybody Lechtig and Shabbos, and we should hear the service times.